Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Hey, tune into On Perfect Sense right here on UnifiedRadio.tv. I'm one of four hosts. I go by the name of Eric E., Mr. Dawson, whatever it is you call me. Please, I beg of you, do not call me a midget. That's right, that's my thing. But I'm going to go ahead, let the rest of the brothers introduce themselves.
Yo, Andy McFly, a.k.a. Uncle Drew.
Yo, wait, man. No, man. It's Bully Business. Don't call me fat.
He's just fluffy, everybody. He's just fluffy. Look, everybody that's looking at us right here on UnifiedRadio.tv or either via YouTube or maybe even listen to us via Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. What else we on, Conway?
We on TuneIn, iHeartRadio.
We need that title deal. We need title. We need an Apple Music. That would be lovely. Podbean. We everywhere, man. Shout out to Anchor. You know what I mean? Exactly. For pushing everything forward, man. Look, y'all now tuned into Imperfect Sense. If you've never seen or heard of Imperfect Sense, which you have, man, you have four brothers. Even though we down one tonight, shout out to Flesh, man. He's still on his little R&R. You know what I mean? He's doing his little vacation thing tonight.
Come back like, what's your name?
Who?
Baseball player that turned white.
Oh, no.
But he's gonna be white.
Little Casper. That's all it is, man. But look, you tuned into Imperfect Sense, man. Like I said, you got four brothers who are very opinionated. I'm sorry about that. I got big teeth, so don't mind me when I stutter. But we very opinionated, man. So what makes perfect sense to us may not make perfect sense to you. That's why this is called Imperfect Sense. So before we get started, I'm gonna tell you right now, we gotta give y'all a little disclaimer. Because we get a little raunchy. We get a little ratchet, you know what I mean? Because we speaking from the heart. Mm-hmm. So us speaking from the heart make us say a few things that y'all may not like.
Y'all might not.
Yeah, we make people get a little bit offended sometimes. We try not to refer to using words like bitch or the N-word, you know what I mean, when we talking about us. But look, if you're sensitive about your gender, your race, politics, or sexuality, or religion,
Get the fuck out.
This is not the show for you. I'm telling you right now, you will not meet that. Will you not meet Me Too movement? None of us, man. We gonna say what we feel, man. This is sometimes a free country, so sometimes I guess we at liberty to say what we want. But look,
impeach that bitch.
Yeah. We get to that later. Yeah. But look, this is the weekly wrap up, man. Look, a couple things happened this week. How do we start this off? Let's start off with, you know, let's do the music thing. Shout out to Kanye. You know what I mean? Number one on the Billboard.
Yes.
Number one on the Billboard with the album Jesus Is King. Yes. What y'all think of that?
Oh, I told you last week it was fire. I liked it. Yeah, man. And for all you out here lying,
yeah,
ain't no way he went number one.
Then he did like 250 million streams or something in a couple days.
Yes.
Bananas. That's disgusting. Yes.
Anybody that said he didn't like it, listen to it.
They had to.
Because Kanye causes controversy. He's iconic. And he's converting people over to Christianity.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, right? A lot of people's battle cry is that he's using religion as a way to make money, even though a lot of people have been doing it for years, way before him. They are saying that he's really using his influence to sell records. Don't really matter. If Kanye West said, you know what, next week I'm doing a whole country album, y'all gonna listen to it.
Yeah, exactly. And the crazy thing about it is,
I like the album.
I don't hear nobody in the gospel world upset.
No.
I don't think I heard any backlash. I really wasn't looking for it either.
One is bringing them exposure.
Facts.
Two is another. This is, they already went down this line before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. His name was Kirk Franklin.
He caught backlash when he first came out.
But now it's every church, it's there now. Like, you got what's your name? They'll be jumping out Ty Trebek and all them.
Anytime people see tradition broken, they deem it as wrong. Because I remember me coming up in the church as a youngin', I didn't like it. It was very long, not entertaining, very fucking hot. But now today's church has elevated into a little bit more entertainment. It's a little bit more open.
Thank
you,
Kirk Franklin.
And a lot of that. It has a little bit more upbeat tempo for me.
It's more open-minded. You know, back in the day, it was real traditional, real steeped in, like, hymn and stuff like that.
You don't even hear him in the church no more.
So, I mean, and that's his communion. Well, I don't have a problem with him, you know, because, you know, but you got to go ahead and change it up. You got to bring in the new era and, you know, new folk, young
I agree. Stuff, so. I agree. It's a generational change. It's, I mean, it happens in everything we do, from music to sports to religion to politics. Like, you know, it's always when that next generation comes along, the people before are like, man, that's not the way it's supposed to be done.
But that's why those churches that you see now have boards on them. It's one on Milton, and I forgot the name of that street, but it was says
church is corporate business right now. They run like corporate.
Rentachurch.com, bro.
Word.
It says on the side of the church.com.
And don't get me wrong, man. Like, you know, I like church. And I will say that going to church, even though I'm a believer in the higher power and spirituality, I still see a lot of hypocrisies in church because it seemed like on cue, same person catch the Holy Ghost. At the same time, you can look at your clock. The same time, same person running around the church.
Oh, you talking about the track star?
You know what I'm saying? It's for me, a couple things seem staged.
Yo, they've been running around the church since that was.
But what I'm saying is on point.
Yeah.
Every time, anytime the drummer could go bow, it's you already know.
I ain't gonna lie, yo. I was waiting for that when I was young.
Yeah.
I was waiting for y'all to run around because we was getting up in the pews geeking.
And with the changing of the guards with this gospel music that Kanye put out, man, his music, just like Kirk Franklin's music back when he first came out, reached a whole different crop of young people.
Yeah.
So it's more young people that tuned into that album that said, okay, you know what I mean? Let me see what this little religion thing is all about. Yeah. And not saying that Christianity is the religion to go to. Like, I believe any religion that it isn't spewing hatred. If it's spewing more humanity, you treat the person like you want it to be treated.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a Christian. I don't care if you're a Muslim. I don't care if you're a Jehovah's Witness. I don't care. As long as you're not spewing hatred, praise the way you need to praise. Yeah. Pray the way you need to pray, and I'm cool with that.
That's the other thing. A lot of the backlash from the album is actually coming from what he said around the album from a lot of hip-hop heads.
Yeah.
Like, when he said that, you know, it's secular music. He's not going to make this secular music no more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to go back and do a show with his old songs no more. But he said that before with 808 and Heartbreaks. And he said, I can't play that type of music in this house that costs this much money.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been telling you. It seems different for a person that's a genius, bro. Like, musically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's dumb outside.
Outside.
But musically
he's fucking brilliant.
But I'm going to tell you like this.
But Prince was the same type of way, though.
I think it's a little different with Kanye, because a lot of people that, when he said, oh, I'm not doing secular music, a lot of people, let's be real, especially in the world of R&B, when that lane closes for them, I'm going to go sing gospel.
Yeah, Fantasia.
You don't hear no more SWV Rain Down on Me. And all of that other shit.
But you know,
even though I like that record, though.
You know, what I noticed also about, like, so far is with, like, our music. And, you know, gospel, all that stuff kind of stuff from the church. You ever look at it? Even look at, like, so far, you remember when Ray Charles caught a lot of black backlash about the music he was putting out. It all had references within from the church.
Right.
Same thing with, matter of fact, nobody had a problem when Kanye was up there talking about bleaching assholes. And that was on a gospel song. Like, it had gospel.
And one of his biggest records was Jesus Walks.
Word. Exactly. And he cursing in that.
Thanks to Big Teeth.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
He talking about Ron Fest.
Yeah. What? Talking about who?
Ron Fest.
I don't know.
Y'all Ron
Fest. He wrote the record?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey. I mean, you got to get it how you live. Get it.
But that one hot. That's all them. Everybody needs to shut up, man. Like, give it a chance. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't like it, you don't like it, man. But hey, we love it. You know what I'm saying? At least I love it.
The album's dope.
Y'all listen to Young Thug and Future, who want to say stuffings for months, years. Shit.
Hey, man, that happens, man. Hey, shout out to I'm about to say Conway. Shout out to Kanye West for his number one record right there on Billboard. But let's segue into another hot topic this week. The Harriet Tubman movie drop.
Yes, and I saw it.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, so basically, everybody thinks it's a slave movie. It actually isn't. It's basically almost like this hero type of like coming from the bottom.
Is it like Lord Croft?
Who? I'm gonna direct my energy to you. Listen, because I don't know what's going on over here.
I mean, it was kind of like a nickname, Moses Let My People Go. You know, and uh-huh. She kept on going back throughout the movie. It was almost like it almost seemed like she was almost kind of like had these supernatural powers. It might sound real weird what I'm saying because I don't want to give away the movie, but she had visions. She saw visions because she prayed to God and stuff, and she had these visions, and she kind of was like a step or two ahead of the slave masters. Yeah. And that was kind of like almost like the whole thing where she was able to maneuver through these tight ass spots, going from the north back down to the south.
They got a sexy woman play that. I'm glad they ain't trying to find nobody that actually look like Harriet Tubman.
That's fact.
It's like I'm fucking around. I'm fucking around, man. I can't even apologize to Harriet Tubman, yo. Like, you call Harriet Tubman ugly.
No, stop disrespecting my sister Armita.
That's her real name.
That's Harriet Tubman's real name.
Yeah,
Armita Ross.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugmug Ross.
Wow. But then the
from Dorchester County.
But then the actual actress from the movie. Didn't she catch some flack herself?
She caught some flack because
what's her name?
Her name is Cynthia. I want to pronounce this right. Cynthia Arena.
We apologize.
But the sister caught a lot of flack because you got the motherfucking trolls that's up on Twitter.
There's the woke people again.
The trolls on Twitter. You know, if they're saying, derogatory shit to her, so she clapped back or whatever, and everybody in their fucking feelings like, I'm not gonna go support the movie or whatever. But it still did its numbers and it still was a breakout success.
What did these whores say?
She doesn't give a fuck about African Americans.
What's her last name? Oh, my God. I'm not even going to let you fuck it up.
Arvio, I think.
Where is she from? Where is she from?
I don't know.
She's from Britain.
From Great Britain.
Yeah.
Oh, so she...
She wouldn't identify with the struggles from us from the United States anyway.
That's a lie.
No.
Because when they go back in history, most of the Black Britons came from Africa and they escaped north.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you just schooled me on
they
something.
They escaped north.
Yeah.
So they had their own Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They escaped north.
Mm-hmm. Well, you schooled me.
God damn.
But see, this is the thing, man. Like, this is what I don't like, right? And we just had a segment where we talked about all these woke people last week, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, people say they getting tired of these so-called slave movies, and I'm glad you said it wasn't just a slave movie.
It was.
It depicted something else. Like, look, we're in an age where everything is visual. And if the youth and nobody else is actually picking up a book to read about the history, then the best depiction is to put it on camera and shed a light on it. It's about teaching history. Stop saying you're tired of seeing the slave movies. A lot of these stories have to be told because they're not being taught in the school.
No more.
And all you woke people that read the books, right? Not knocking you. You're not coming back teaching anybody. You're just talking at fucking people like y'all always do and telling us what we don't know. School somebody.
I'm not in these woke wars.
I mean, it's just like everything a conspiracy fucking theory. Oh, they making money off our history, man. They've been making money off our backs, man. Like if a 13-year-old doesn't know the Harriet Tubman story and she go sees the movie or he go see the movie and can shed some light on where he or she comes from or how, come on, man. Like, what's the problem?
See, and that's the thing that's ticking me off, because we sat here 1 week ago complaining that Comcast is going to take Stars off for Power.
Yep.
that does nothing but put us in a bad light every Sunday.
Right. Because it shows us in a light of drug dealing killer. Drug dealing killer. Even the hottest show out right now, After Power, what's it called? Godfather of Harlem.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all praise that shit.
Yeah.
Y'all praise it. Come, and he wasn't no saint.
He wasn't no saint.
But y'all don't have no problem with them type of shows coming on TV, which I don't either, because it's entertainment.
Bumpy Johnson.
So, I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, and also shout out to the actual, the woman that actually put it out there, Cassie Lemons. She's the one that actually, did the film.
You know what's dope about that? Yo, I didn't know who her husband was.
Right.
And
who's her husband?
The cat from the little ugly cat. Yo,
damn it! Everybody's ugly tonight.
Yo, I forgot the. He played in a lot of shows before. Y'all do your research.
Matter of fact, he was the one. He was a dude from Coming to America. Said, "Oh, I cannot believe it."
Yeah.
Oh. That's her
husband. And he's actually He's actually in the film.
He's in the film.
Okay.
And her son in the film.
Yeah. That's what's up. So you mean to tell me a black woman put a film on?
Yeah.
Put a family on.
Yep.
Wow.
And because of some comments that were made over on Twitter, y'all say, "Oh, we not gonna watch this shit."
But the funny thing about it is, where we at in Baltimore, everybody that listens to us all over the country and in the DMV area, we stationed out here in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And it's a theater owned by black people. Right in Pikesville, Maryland.
Yeah.
And this film, this weekend, is their bread and butter. Yeah. So all you so-called fucking woke people that want to support black business that's from the DMV area, or live directly in Baltimore or the surrounding counties that are so black and woke, take your black asses to the theater in Pikesville.
I did.
And go support the film, just like Andy did, which I will go see tomorrow myself.
You know, it is a very nice theater. It really is, man.
Oh, you went to the Black Joint?
Yeah, I went to the Black Joint.
And so it's on Rice's Time?
Yeah, in Pikesville.
And listen, they come out there and they'll actually have like waiters and waitresses
out
there.
Is that the one that is Donuts?
Next to, it's that one.
Oh, yeah. I looked at that every day this week.
Yeah, and it's black owned. I think they might be the only black owned theater on this side of the country.
Two brothers.
Hey, man, shout out to them. But look, though, staying in the lanes of black cinema, man. Rest in peace to John Witherspoon.
Yes, a.k.a. Posse.
A.k.a. Posse, Mr. A.k.a. Mr. Bang, 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 Bang.
Bang, Bang.
You know what I mean? Famous from Boomerang. Famous from Friday. Famous from the Boondocks. Like, and we got a Boondocks lover right here in the flesh, Andy.
Man, man. Who's that?
Man. Sam.
Hold up. Yo, I don't even want to care about Boondocks coming out no more.
You gotta care about Boondocks.
Because he's dead now.
Now their rating's gonna go up.
He's not gonna be there.
That's the thing. They supposed to be rebooting Boondocks.
Yeah.
But how we know they didn't start filming some of it by now? You know, Hollywood. We test stuff.
You're right.
They could have started filming some of it.
I hope they filmed two, three seasons.
Right.
Yeah.
Or get Avion Crockett.
I mean, you know, you gotta think the last Friday coming out. He was coming out. Boondocks had. Basically, the dude Aaron Goober had actually signed a deal. I think he signed a deal with, I want to say he might have signed a deal with HBO.
Yeah, it was HBO.
With HBO to do the Boondocks. And, like, you know, this happened. So, you know, we definitely send our condolences to his family.
Yeah, man, because, you know, people know
it. He lived a great life, man. Yeah. I mean, he touched a lot of people with
his art. Yeah, he definitely touched a lot of people with his art. He was definitely the star of the show of a lot of things. He's on the Wayans Brothers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He took that whole Bang Bang character over there. Like, that that was a staple in his career. Was he in the, he was in the Five Heartbeats, so was that the Temptations?
He was in the Five Heartbeats. You remember? Yeah. He was a DJ.
Yo, he was a DJ in that joke.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of films, man. And he always seemed like he always was. He was in House Party. You remember the neighbor complaining?
You know what's crazy, though? Him and Morgan Freeman been some old niggas that whole, old guys that whole
life. Yeah. You
done hit. Yeah, you can't stop using it.
That was my first time in like 3 weeks.
What, saying using the N-word?
On the show.
You said it last show too, yo. You said it last show too, but
I stopped it.
But definitely shout out to John Witherspoon, man. He definitely gonna be great. Man.
God bless your life.
It's just the stuff that he's been in. Like, you just can't forget.
And it's iconic. Yeah. It's iconic.
Yeah. You just can't forget, man. Like, but you know, shout out to John Witherspoon, man. Hey, look.
I'm the oldest whole life.
Yeah, man. Staying in the lanes of iconic people, man. It was a good interview this week on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Very good interview. Byron Allen. I got a whole new respect.
I watched the show.
For Byron Allen.
They still play his TV show.
Which one?
The
Entertainment?
Yeah.
Well, he explained how he sold that show.
Then he had
incredible.
Another one. The Comedians with Byron Allen. That came on last night. Mm. And then right behind that.
That was it.
No, there's another one where he talks to like sports players.
Oh no, he's shaking and moving. Yeah, he's shaking and moving, man. But
oh, y'all got two back to back.
I knew a little bit about Byron Allen.
Yeah.
But I'm apologize for real because a lot of stuff people said about Byron Allen around me, it was almost like Uncle Tom-ish.
They did.
They kind of labeled him like an Uncle Tom, and I really didn't know.
Maybe he was Uncle Tom,
but I don't know.
And then also, you know, he probably
just woke up.
I don't know, but his story, man.
Hey, if Colin Kaepernick can,
oh Lord, anybody. we'll let you have that moment in a minute.
I remember Byron Allen used to have a show, a night talk show, but he got overshadowed by Arsenio Hall. You remember when back in the day he had a show, and I was kind of like, you know, I said, man,
Arsenio,
Byron Allen.
Hey guys,
I know he just wasn't. But watching the interview, I got
way that he said, like him, the man. Consistency and the persistency of him getting on top is amazing, man. And the story that he told about how his mother created the internship at NBC because they wouldn't hire her, and she worked her way up. So he grew up in NBC and made his moves like. You gotta respect it. And now he in this battle. I wish I knew more information about this battle he's going through with Comcast. Like, any of y'all got any better?
Because he never said why he was going to battle with him in the first place.
See, I should have wrote down the details of because he said it.
He
said it in his interview.
But that's not.
And shout out to Breakfast Club. That was a great interview.
That wasn't like the actual start of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was something else that led to that with him battling Charter and Comcast. If y'all don't know, reason why he's battling Charter is because that is Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's weird, but you know, the brother that made his moves, he done started from the bottom, worked his way up. Now he owns the Weather Channel and he owns this and he owns that.
Yeah.
I mean, that interview, he was he was speaking financial literacy and what you need to do. And everything. And I think a lot of people, a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs, you really need to listen to his interview. It'll give you a whole different perspective on what you need to do to get yourself ahead. Like, I've been saying it. I think fucking working by hourly wage is fucking sharecropping. I think people can get so much more out there.
I apologize to him, too, for being a clown. Well, I thought he was a clown.
Oh, so you apologize? So you apologize for him being a clown, or you apologizing for you thought he was a clown? You got to man up for this one.
I apologize for thinking he was a clown.
Yo, it's so hard for you to say that. I can see it in your face. You're like, man, I don't know. I don't know.
It was hard.
I don't know. I don't know. And speaking of a personality that was on the Breakfast Club, and actually works at Power 105, Miss Angie Martinez, please get well. She was in a very bad car accident. Reports saying that I guess she has a broken lumbar, broken vertebrae. So anybody that has ever dealt with broke bones, if you broke your arm, your leg, you know the recovery takes time. But back. She could be laid up for a year at least before and actually have to be trained how to walk again. Yeah, like,
good thing she got that good plan over at Rock Nation, boy.
But shout out to her, man. She's iconic, man, and she's, you know, brought us a lot of great content for the past 20 years, man. So shout outs to Angie Martinez and you know
with that little
and get well soon. Huh?
She got to walk around with that.
Hey, it's gonna be crazy.
Little stretching thing to be had.
It's gonna be crazy.
Shit right in her ass cheeks to make it fit to the ass cheeks and then shoot it up.
Anyway, That's what I'm saying. Me and you need to have the conversation.
Okay.
Because we have to get away from him.
Okay, all right. Shout out to the Nationals for winning the World Series.
Exactly.
I was just telling y'all what she had to do.
Exactly. Shout out. So, me and you can have the conversation.
Yeah, man.
We're not paying him any attention.
Damn. And you know what? I feel sorry for Bryce Harper, man.
I don't.
Because he got the bag?
No. He got the bag.
Because he got the bag?
No, because he's always been a sucker. He's been like, what's that? What's the Oriole baseball player name?
Which sucker? They all suckers. They ain't
the first, the one that was juicing. The next thing you know, he couldn't hit his mother with the bat.
Brady Anderson?
No.
Oh, you talking about Chris?
Chris was his last name?
Chris
Davis.
Yeah.
So sorry, you can't even remember his goddamn name.
Yeah. At one point in time, we all know his name.
Yeah.
He got that bag. Yo, he's sorry.
And turned to shit.
No, he got caught with that juice in
yeah.
Forget the bag. It was the juice.
The memes that came out of Bryce Harper after they won it were hilarious. For me, I wouldn't care either. Yeah. If I just got a $300 million bag, I don't know how much his contract was, somebody else won, I'm like, well, I won in the offseason. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
What
you mean?
It don't mean nothing.
Come on, bro.
Well, you know, he white. So he probably got like 18 phones, like 30 cattle.
Yeah, he got a couple John Deere tractors.
Four John Deere tractors. You know what I'm saying? So he won.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Let me give you the scenario, right? Team draft you. No matter what sport it is, you the number one draft pick. Wait, man, hold up. You the number one draft pick, right?
Uh-huh.
Your rookie contract is up. The team like, come on, man, stay, man. We gonna get some things done. And you kinda believe it, which right? But you know, the paper that they offer you, not as good as the last place team from last year. Right. So they offer you your current team offers you $100 million. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The new team offers you $150 million, mm-hmm. but they sorry as shit.
Right.
Right? But you got the potential to win a title with your team. You telling me that you're staying there for $50 million less dollars to get a fucking ring?
Yes, you know why?
You're a goddamn liar.
You know why? Because once my team get the ring, I can do what OJ was doing.
But that ain't no guarantee, though. Once you sign that, ain't no guarantee they going to give you more.
It's a guarantee that he was going to get a ring.
Man, No. It wasn't no guarantees in rings, championships. The bag is the guarantee.
That's what's going to happen. We're going to hear about him like Roberto Alomar. We're going to hear about him like when Stanton Punk is finally get out of the Yankees. They're going to be trash, and they're going to be sitting in the goddamn
ring down
like this with a bag
who
over
their shoulder. Who cares?
Nobody wants to talk to me because I don't have a ring.
Who cares?
He's going to care.
You couldn't tell me shit. I got $175 million in the bank. You can say, man, you were sorry as shit. I'm like, well, tell me from the yacht, baby, because I don't care.
Listen, the difference is that ring.
He can do more with that because people want to hear from him.
Well, the difference is between white and black. I mean, Bryce Harper is white, so he comes from privilege. And he'll be able to go ahead and probably flip that money 10 times over if he decided to stay with the team that he can get the...
You're fucking lying.
Being that I'm Andy McFly that came from fucking East Baltimore, I'm going to go take that bag. Because we all come from poverty.
No, it's crazy, okay?
Factual.
Nobody was going to happen. You're going to take that bag, right? And then they're going to work your ass because you're the nicest. And then you're going to do what? Be hurt again. Like he is.
That's a hell of a worker's comp.
Like he is now. But you know if he don't come back next year, what was in his contract? Oh, we need 75% of that back.
You get hurt on that field, they got to pay you.
No, Sonny is in a contract.
Get hurt
he was
on
already the... hurt coming over. Well, he signed it coming
that's,
over.
Well, if that's well, true.
I need to talk to Melo's agent because I need all my money.
Lying. You tell me right now.
Melo good.
Hold on.
I know. I need his agent. That's what I need.
Melo got a whole sports team that's winning championships.
So,
and bringing bread his way.
Let me ask you this. Exactly. Let me ask you this. Do you all think anybody on, and we talking current sports. Hold up. No.
And we ain't had
nothing. Man, he's lying.
I'm taking that one
thing. You mean to tell me current football, Washington, because I don't like saying Redskins because I think it's very disrespectful. But I'm telling you why I don't like saying it. I never say the Redskins. I'm using it in context now to tell you who I'm talking about. But I always say Washington. Washington, the Dolphins, or the Jets. All them teams, sorry.
I'm taking the money. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm going to take the money.
You think any of them? Anybody on them teams mad come Monday morning when they lost yesterday and got a game check for $175,000? Right. Okay, then. So you ain't gonna fucking tell me you turning down 50 extra million.
Bell got the bag and he might get shipped out of New York.
And he ain't complained yet. He ain't, cause she, you know you lying.
The funny thing about it is the Steelers been looking at it. I was like, yo.
Well, Bell already had some bread.
See, you always throwing this extra shit in it. Yo, you're wrong this time, cause you're not turning down 50 million.
That's like Colin Kaepernick.
These people who go to work every day hate their job, but they look at their check and be like, you know what? Fuck, I'll be back Monday. And that'll be you. Turn talking about you.
I swear.
Oh, yo, get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody in your life going to let you walk away from that extra 50 million.
Yeah,
you're
right.
See what I'm saying?
But the irony, when they said that the irony of him maybe going back to Pittsburgh, yo, I was dying laughing.
He be dumb.
If he get traded, he get traded. It ain't up to him.
If he get traded, I need that bread.
You know what I'm saying? He already got the bag, so.
Yeah. Sit out.
It ain't up to him. But
the thing is, they so bad they need them. So
yeah, they suck. Go Ravens.
I ain't gonna lie though. If I they be like, yo, go to Washington, I'm gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna be at stadium every day after we lose.
And then at the Maserati dealer, my house gonna be paid for. Exactly. But shout out to all the Nationals, man, for winning the World Series, man. But look, we got to get into a more serious topic. Something tragic happened. Black cop kills.
Smoke that.
Yeah. Kills the white lady.
I'm gonna edit this out.
You ain't gotta edit it out. It was a natural reaction, but
Cause that's what they do when we get smoked, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, ha ha, another one. But how do y'all feel about that? Like the roles are like, I'd never like to see anybody lose their life.
I'd never like to see that.
But the roles are reversed, and it's kind of like you see the comments on the internet. I can't really say a lot of people wrong because you've seen so many of us getting driving like flies, and you see somebody else that's not your complexion finally feel what we've been feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know where I stand with it.
I want to see what the repercussions from it. I mean,
and whoever don't know the story, Andy, break down what actually happened.
Oh, I was gonna let Conway break.
Oh, go ahead, brother.
Oh well, you know.
What was the lady who lost her life by the hands of a police officer?
She was 45, and it doesn't matter because she brought it to herself.
What was her name? Angie or something? What was her name? What was her name?
I don't know her name.
I thought y'all knew her name.
I just knew the white.
I just don't want to say white deceased white lady, but
Caucasian lady with a knife.
She had scissors.
Oh, scissors. Knife.
Looked
the same to me.
It was at a hotel, correct?
I believe that might have been it.
It was a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, officer got the phone call. Well, got dispatched out for irate 45-year-old woman. With scissors, making comments to people saying she was going to do this, she was going to do that to him. He gets there, he tried to defuse the situation.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
She wouldn't put the scissors down, so he drew his gun. Mm-hmm. Then she said, you know, you're going to have to kill me.
But she said more than that. She said a lot of racial...
I wasn't going to give her lightning.
You know what I'm saying?
She said some racial stuff.
Right. To provoke the situation. Yeah.
And then she did whatever she did. And then she goes to... He basically told her, you know, if you approach me...
I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And She said, well, you're going to have to kill me. And then she called.
No, she had to kill me N-word. That's what she said. Yeah,
and some more racial stuff. Mm-hmm. And boom, boom, two shots. She did a backflip.
Definitely did a backflip. Very disturbing video. And I want to sympathize with her family because you never want to see, you know, especially when you're able to actually view your loved one being shot to death and you can actually see it. That's a very traumatizing thing. And I hate to make it racial, but it is. It's just the same battle cry that we've been saying. We dropping like flies. Now the shoe's on the other foot. So what is America going to say now?
Oh, you already know.
But I've already seen a couple of things stating people, well, he could have tased her. He could have shot her in the leg. That's not what police officers do. That's not what they trained to do. When they draw that weapon and they tell you to comply, do not charge me, they're shooting to kill. They're not shooting to just lay you down. They're shooting to kill you.
Isn't that rude?
So if you don't want to get killed, I mean, they don't. And our brothers that were killed by police officers didn't pose any harm.
Didn't pose any harm at all. At all.
None. And she had a weapon.
So where is the battle cry of, you know, you could have tased that brother. Could have hit him with the baton. Could have shot him in the leg.
Right.
He's just flat out dead.
That's not dead because the first thing they see is this skin color.
Exactly.
And they automatically say, oh, he could have been this. He could have been that. He could have been this. But then when it comes out that this kid's a goddamn scholar in college, never had a background or nothing.
And now you leave his kids fatherless.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
To perpetuate the bullshit. So now you got kids that's going to grow up with a lot of resentment, a lot of bitterness for the opposite race.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, what all right they should.
And then they do? And then he can't find nothing on it. Try to look for their social media. To find him say one thing wrong. Well, see this? Mm-hmm. He said, you white people with this. That's justification. So at the end of the day.
Don't get me wrong. Us around this table, including me, I have said things about white people. But I also have white friends.
Yeah.
And it's not everybody. So people can't stereotype us just based on our skin color. Every time you see somebody black, it's not.
It doesn't mean that I'm.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that we're guilty and we ignorant. I mean, like,
I'm going to rob you. I got the gun on me.
Right.
Man, I mean, that whole situation was like, you know, you're so white privileged to think that you're not going to get shot. Like, he's not going to shoot the kill.
But you're right. She really played on that white privilege.
She played on the white
privilege. She played on it.
He gave her a warning. Hey, listen, man.
And gave her respect. Ma'am.
The whole
I will shoot the kill.
Even after she called them
the N-word.
Exactly.
She was in a public space with other people. Other people could have been harmed. She did not give two shits. He gave her a warning, and it is what it is. I hate to say it. It might sound cold, but listen, you not only got to protect yourself, but you also got to protect the people that's around.
See, this is the thing. I tell everybody, all right.
White privilege thing is really above the law.
Yeah. Even officers, even the ones that's in the wrong and the ones that's in the right, they have a job to do. And when they pull that gun, their job is to use the gun.
Absolutely.
Anytime the gun come out the holster, they really don't have to say stop. So a lot of times they're giving you the benefit of the doubt. Because if you read your handbook, state to state, once they pull a gun, they are supposed to shoot. They're not supposed to say, please get down. I don't want to hurt you. Please get down. Please don't run. Stop. Don't come towards me. They're not supposed to say that. It's
up to their
bang, 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 bang.
It's up to their discretion and their judgment at that time.
And the clip is supposed to be empty.
See, I didn't know that.
Once they shoot, it's not two shots. That's why when you see officers that actually go by the book, they shot them many times. Yes, because your clip now has to go into evidence. And it's not supposed to be no bullet there. That person won't get in trouble, even if it's a justified kill.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, but I want to see if the energy is the same in the judicial system for this police officer if it happens to not be justifiable.
It better be.
Because I'm going to tell you like this.
They're going to give them the
If it goes any other way than it has gone for white officers, it's going to be hell to pay.
This will be the one.
Yeah.
This is what they're going to say. First, they're going to be, she had mental issues. You could
have. That's always going to be the case.
Right? Like we don't.
Like you sitting there, with a notepad and some glasses on, like you're a fucking psychiatrist. Listen, like, are you crazy? Let's sit and talk about
who
it.
Who doesn't have mental issues?
Like your own president got mental issues.
Like, we don't wake up, though, with that shit.
Mm hmm.
Mm-hmm. We wake up with it.
Right.
They don't wake up with it. They wake up and then they give it to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We wake up fucked up. They put themselves in that position.
But they use that shit a lot. Right. I mean, and then they use that white privilege shit. Even a couple months ago when the lady called the dude at the hotel, she called him the N-word and then tried to come back and say, you know what, I was just having a bad day. She tried to use the crocodile white lady tears like that. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. Just let it go. Then here come her family. Like, forget what she called you. Like, we're going through a situation. Like, what they call you and how they treat you should just be swept underneath the rug when they having a fucking issue.
That's like one of our people's dying, right? Mm-hmm. We're going through so much. Well, we in this hick town because she was in the hick town when she died, right?
Yep.
And I'd be like, oh, man, you crackers, man. Oh, boy, give me a fucking room, you cracker.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get there, and you're like, yo, I can't give you no room because you called me a cracker 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then my family, oh, man, don't worry about him. He don't mean that. No. I meant what I said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't correct me. And give me room.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If that, so you can't justify. I hate when people say, "Oh, they just out of their mind." So the first thing to say is just to disrespect me out of my name because of my race.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you always feel. I don't care what you said.
Your true feelings come out when you get upset like that.
And I don't care about if you gave me bread underneath the table.
And out of all names you call a person, you call them the N-word. You could have called him asshole, bitch.
Son of a bitch, sucker, punk ass.
Punk ass, you know, fuck boy.
You know, old white women got the weakest cuss joints anyway. So she could have said something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he probably would have laughed it off. Like, yo, she called me a son of a gun bitch. Like,
Yeah.
You son of a gun bitch.
And you'd have laughed at her.
Yeah.
You know, like, man, you must be going through. You know what, baby, I was going through. Okay, I get it. But once you cross that line, that threshold of racism, there's no coming back from that. Like, because, you know, people going to argue. It don't matter the color of the skin. Mm. I can argue with you. You can argue with me. It could be an Asian dude here, a white dude there. Just because we arguing don't mean it's racial. It goes racial when you say racial shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we once human beings. Once
you cut that line.
Once you cross it, it's it.
And that goes for both ways. Like, we cross the line with another race.
It's like I said, I got white friends. We argue. Yeah. But they never say, you fucking N-word. Like, they might go, you punk bitch. They might call me some shit like that.
I ain't never called none of my white homies crack.
Ever.
I remember daggone Asian guy cut me off. I used to call him a fuck boy and shit, but I ain't never say something racial meaning towards, you know, his nationality. But, you know. You
say rice?
I know, I would never say rice boy, like rice eater or something like that. That's just wrong.
I'm just making sure.
Oh, I'd never go and do the eye thing. No, I wouldn't do that.
Y'all said the eye thing. What's that?
He's trying to bait you into it. He's trying to get you here.
It's above me now.
It's above me now. See?
It's above me.
It's above him now. But look, check this out, man. Look.
Check this out.
Look, man, this has been another edition of the Weekly Wrap-Up right here with Imperfect Sense right here on Unified Radio.TV. We're going to close this out. I'm going to go ahead and let the brothers go ahead and drop their social media.
Oh, Andy McFly up on Facebook. Hmm. McFly101 on Instagram.
Don't know where you at.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You sure you done?
Shoot, listen, I'm suspended from Facebook for doing posts for 3 days.
Oh. He in Facebook jail.
Yeah, in Facebook jail.
You gotta get that campaign going like I had for mine.
Let's get it going.
Yeah, man.
You can find me, man, 83 Conway. And you can find me on Rich Conway Facebook. 83 Conway, everything else, you feel me?
You sure? Yeah. He'll try to. Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah. He's like, yeah. He got all up on the mic like, yeah. Yeah, this is what I'm doing. He must have listened to Tank this week. I'm just saying, you might have.
He hit you with a nigga before we about to close on the show. You
But who was in the audience?
Not me. No. But look though. You can check me on Facebook at Eric Dawson, as well as Instagram at Eric 410 and Mr. Dawson on Twitter. And this has been another edition of Imperfect Sense.
Shout out to the pregame show.
This has been another edition of Imperfect Sense right here on UnifiedRadio.tv. And we're out.
All right, we out. What was that, like 48 minutes?
44.